It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
8,500 American troops are now on heightened alert as President Biden considers sending American forces to Eastern Europe to help NATO allies brace for a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a news briefing that the decision has been made to put these units on higher alert and higher alert only, adding no decisions have been made to deploy forces from the U.S. at this time. NATO said it was putting forces on standby and sending more ships and fighter jets to reinforce its military resources in Eastern Europe in response to Russia's massing of 100,000 troops near its Ukraine border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday reiterated that U.S. citizens in Ukraine should leave now. Moscow, of course, denounced the Western reaction as, quote, hysteria. Separately, the U.S. is keeping a close eye on potential Russian cyber attacks, which the Department of Homeland Security warned could occur if Moscow perceives that a U.S. or NATO response to a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine would threaten Russia's long-term national security. The Supreme Court on Monday announced it will reconsider race-based affirmative action in college admissions, a move that could eliminate practices that have benefited Black and Hispanic students. Justices will hear challenges to policies at Harvard and the University of North Carolina beginning next October, with a decision likely by June of 2023. Both cases were brought by Students for Fair Admissions. This is a right-wing group which targeted both a public and a private university as part of a long-term legal strategy to wipe out affirmative action across the board. Lower courts have in the past sided with the universities, but the makeup of the Supreme Court has changed. The court last upheld limited consideration of race in college admissions in 2016 with a 4-3 vote in Fisher versus University of Texas in Austin. The court was busy with orders on Monday. They also agreed to take up a case that could limit the federal government's jurisdiction over wetlands protected under the Clean Water Act. This case comes as the Biden administration actively tries to reverse Trump-era rollbacks to federal protections. The court dealt a blow to Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and his challenge to Speaker Nancy Pelosi's proxy voting protocols that were put in place during the pandemic. In other court news, in Fulton County, Georgia, the Superior Court judges on Monday granted the district attorney of the county, Fannie Willis's, request to convene a special grand jury to look into pressure the former president and others put on Georgia election officials. Willis is considering whether Trump and others committed crimes as they urged election officials to overturn Trump's election loss in the state. Willis will be allowed to seat the special grand jury beginning May 2nd. It'll be allowed to work for up to a year. So on Friday, we told you a federal judge in Texas blocked the enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate for government employees. He called it an overstep of presidential authority and at the same time struck down a separate mandate that had applied to private sector workers. The administration now says it will not enforce the mandate amid ongoing legislation. Separately, a state Supreme Court judge in New York struck down that state's mask mandate, ruling that the governor and the New York State Department of Health did not have the authority to enact such a mandate without approval from the state legislature. So much for the efforts to stop the spread of the virus. We'll likely now hear even more stories like this one. Sarah Palin's back. Well, sort of. Her defamation lawsuit against the New York Times was delayed on Monday after the former Alaska governor tested positive for COVID for the second time. Judge Jed Rakoff said she is, of course, unvaccinated. Then he rescheduled the start of jury selection to February 3rd. Palin tested positive for COVID-19 ahead of the trial. She wants to attend jury selection in person and said she plans to testify. Palin is suing the New York Times over a 2017 editorial linking an ad by her political action committee to a mass shooting that left 6 people dead and then Congresswoman Gabby Giffords severely injured. The Times issued a correction and apologized, saying there was no established link. A judge dismissed the case, but an appeals court revived it. At least I can report one win for democracy. This time, a panel of 3 federal judges in Alabama ruled unanimously on Monday that Alabama needs to draw a new congressional map that includes, quote, two districts in which black voters either comprise a voting age majority or something quite close to it. The Republican-led state legislature approved a congressional map last year that retains six majority white districts and one majority black district, even though Alabama's population is about 27% black. The three judges, one appointed by Bill Clinton and the other two by Trump, said the plaintiffs are substantially likely to prevail in their claim that Alabama's current congressional map violates the Voting Rights Act. Baby steps, people. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.